Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about expansion of the U.S. beef cattle herd. We're back on that with Daryl Peel after this.
It's Jeff McGuire's complete herd dispersal sale Saturday, January 18th at the Apache Auction Market. The sale will feature Charley Cross and Angus Cross cows bred back to Charley bulls, approximately 300 head of running age cows and 50 pairs. Guest consignments include Angus and Angus Cross cows bred back to Angus and Hereford bulls. The auction is Saturday, January 18th at 11 a.m. Contact Bob Roddenberger at 405-641-8998 or call Greg Griffith at 918-306-1359.
The U.S. cattle industry will be paying a lot of attention to the January 31st cattle inventory report, which, among other things, will give us an update on the exact size of the U.S. beef cow herd. Extension Livestock Market economist Daryl Peel says that herd expansion has begun. Question mark is what the actual total beef cow herd number will look like this year, and especially what it'll look like a year from now as well.
Well, herd expansion really started in the last part of 2013. I think heifer retention started in the second half of the year. The report I expect to confirm that. So we're looking at heifer, the breeding heifer for beef breeding heifers to be up in excess of 3% on. As of January 1. Cow slaughter was down significantly in the second half of 2013, and so those things said, I think the beef cow herd got a little bit smaller in 2013, and it will be smaller as of January 1, 2014. But I think behind the scenes, we've already started the ball rolling towards herd expansion, and so the real question going forward is just forage conditions as we move into the spring period. If we can continue to moderate those drought conditions in that March, April, May period in terms of both pasture and hay production, then I think herd expansion will move forward. We could potentially see a 1-2% increase in the beef cow herd in 2014 under favorable conditions.
When we think about, you were indicating to this audience, you've talked about this before, but clearly you're seeing high cow prices and overall cattle prices pretty strong for the next several years.
I really am. I mean, again, the situation we're in is one that took many years to develop, and the market is doing its part now to provide the incentives. You know, it comes down to the cow-calf sector. That's the source of supply for the industry. The market's providing incentives in terms of prices to expand, you know, cow-calf production. And really, we've been ready to do that for two or three years. It's you know, Mother Nature has preempted us at this up to this point. And so what we want to do is pretty clear, and I think we're ready to do it. In fact, I think we're starting the ball rolling, and as long as the weather follows through and the forage conditions continue to improve, we'll see it begin in 2014.
And of course, for Oklahoma, Texas, somewhat in Kansas as well, that is the real $64 question.
It certainly is, and you know, it's both north and south. We've had more of the impacts generally in the southern plains, for example. But really, in terms of how fast things turn around, it's probably more of a question east and west. And you know, in that region, you know, the farther east you go, you get into higher rainfall areas, you get into improved pasture areas. Those areas can recover much quicker in terms of their forage base. The farther west you go, you're talking about range conditions, native range pastures. They've been abused very badly, and many of those areas are still in drought here. And you know, out of the relative improvement we've seen in other places, they have not seen as much. And so the western half of Texas and Oklahoma, New Mexico, you know, western Kansas, and even western Nebraska, all of those areas are going to take a little longer to recover. So I wouldn't necessarily see as much recovery in them, even under good conditions in 2014. I think it takes a couple more years before they can really begin that process.
And Dr. Peel offers this bottom line bit of wisdom.
You know, for most of the cow-calf and stocker producers, the bottom line is markets are probably not your biggest concern. Market prices are going to be strong in general. That's not to say we won't have any volatility, but in general, if you have something to sell, it's going to sell pretty well. So produce something, manage production, manage the cost of production as best you can so that those high prices really do translate into increased profit opportunities. And I think that's where you put your focus. I don't think you have to worry as much about market prices as you do about keeping a calf alive in this kind of an environment.
So in regards to adding mama cows or adding heifer females to your herd, it's a good idea to look seriously at that.
You know, if you're down or you're looking at expansion either because of drought or just in general growth, if you're going to do it anytime in the next 2 to 3 years, do it sooner rather than later. They're going to be expensive. There's a lot of heartburn among producers and lenders over the cost of these females. But, you know, the market, again, the market is going to continue to offer the incentives until we respond, and the opportunities will be there the quicker we do it. So sooner rather than later. later.
Livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Messner Herefords invites you to the 2014 edition of Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale on Saturday, February 1st at the Messner Ranch, Slapout, Oklahoma. Van and Milt Messner will be selling 140 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, as well as 60 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. The sale will be seen live on DV Auction at dvauction.com. Sale time February 1st is 12:30 p.m. For information, call Van Messner at 580-552-1555. Messner Ranch production sale, Saturday, February 1st.
That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.